My dear family in Christ, today we are reminded of the importance of living a life of true sacrifice before God and others. In the gospel reading for today, Jesus teaches us that our willingness to follow the plan of God is to be humble and finding the way to our true life. Our Lord tells us that true greatness lies in serving others and putting their needs before our own interests. In other words, offering our lives in self-sacrifice. In the second reading, St. Paul exhorts us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, and to not conform to the pattern or the customs of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This passage calls us to a radical transformation in our relationship with God and the world. To offer our bodies as a living sacrifice means that we are called to dedicate our whole beings to God, not just our religious lives, not to compartmentalize our lives, but to be integrated, body, soul, and spirit, and offering that integrated life to God. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and by offering them to God, we acknowledge that our entire being belongs to God. This offering is not a one-time event, but a continuous act of surrender and devotion each time we are confronted with a choice to live for ourselves or for God. As Jesus says, whoever seeks to save their self-life, which is conformed to this world, will lose their true life. But whoever lays down that self-life for the sake of Christ will find their true life. Furthermore, St. Paul warns us against conforming to the pattern of this world. The world often promotes values and behaviors that are contrary to the teachings of Christ. As Christians, we are called to resist the pressures of the culture and to live according to the values of the gospel. This requires a radical change in our way of thinking and therefore our way of acting. We are called to be countercultural, to stand firm in our faith and not be swayed by the prevailing attitudes and trends of society. We are called to resist the systemic pursuit of worldly prosperity, power, position, prestige, nor are we to participate in the systemic efforts at oppression, supremacy over others, or marginalizing others. So instead of conforming to the world, St. Paul urges us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This transformation comes through a deepening of our relationship with God and a renewal of our understanding of His will for our lives. It involves a change in our thoughts, attitudes, and perspectives, aligning them with the mind of Christ. We're told in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, think on these things. This transformation is not something we can achieve on our own, but it is the work of the Holy Spirit within us. Again, St. Paul tells us in Colossians, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your minds on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For your false self has died, and your true life is now hidden with Christ in God. And this is the chiefest way that we can transform ourselves our lives is by concentrating on the fact that our true self, our true life, is hidden with Christ in God. Our true self is hidden in Jesus. Our true self is not who we've accompanied or become accompanied, accustomed, I mean. Our true life is not what we have become accustomed to thinking of ourselves. The world, those around us, maybe circumstances, have convinced us and drawn our eyes away from Jesus. But our true self is, as I said, is hidden in him. St. Paul says in Romans, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. So the best way to transform ourselves by the renewing of our mind is to renew daily the idea that my true self is identified with Jesus. My true self is not who I've thought I've been, although we may have come to a somewhat of, after so many years, we may have come to a somewhat of an understanding of who we are in Christ. But that it's a constant reminder that we must give ourselves, that I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. So much so that we can call ourselves Jesus Buddy, or Jesus Linda, or Jesus Alice. Because that's the fact. That's the spiritual fact. Each one of us is a facet of the same jewel, and that jewel is Jesus. How many of you saw the supermoon on Wednesday? It was rather glorious, wasn't it? Well, what do we know about the moon? Does it give off its own light? No. It reflects to us the light of the sun. As the moon gazes, as it were, upon the face of the sun, the more intently it does, the more the moon reflects the glory of the sun. Same way with us. The more intently we gaze upon the face of Christ, the closer we come to reflecting his glory in our lives, the more we become aware of our identity in him. You remember the indigenous parable that I shared with you at the beginning of Mass. That is the crux of our battle with the old life, the old self, the false self, and the true self. The true self is in Jesus. And the more we feed that true self, the more we become like Jesus. So in conclusion, St. Paul, in today's reading, calls us to a radical transformation in our relationship with God and the world around us. We are called to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, to resist the pressures of the world, and to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This transformation is only possible through our ongoing daily surrender to God and the work of the Holy Spirit within us. Let us embrace this call to holiness and strive to live as disciples of Christ, offering our whole selves to him in love and devotion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.